Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the Ready Church. This is the day that the Lord made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day that the Lord has kept us, and he's kept us with our minds stayed on him. He's kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger, kept our families and friends and loved ones on today. We just thank him on today. Just thank him and praise him enough. When we think of the goodness of Jesus, oh, just think of the goodness of Jesus. It's another day the Lord has kept us, y'all. I tell you, almost at the end of the week. And I tell you, one more day, we just thank God. We thank God. I tell you, people that were here on last week does not hear on today. Oh, my God, so much going on in this land. I tell you, everything that the Bible has warned us of is taking place. I tell you, shake yourself and wake yourself before time is too late. The soon coming King is soon to come, and he's coming back for a ready church without spot and wrinkles in our lives, y'all. It's time to take examination. Take self-examination of your life. Look over your life and, you know, and just say, Lord, I need you in this last hour. There's so much going on. It is so disturbing what we see and hear every day. The violence is filling the land like the word of God has told us. Every wicked, evil imagination that a man's thoughts was continuously evil. Oh, my God. It's so much. It's just so much going on. Lord, we just thank you and praise you on today. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace, oh God. We thank you for another day that you allowed us to come on this broadcast, oh God. We pray for the listeners, God. We pray that you will save, set free, and deliver them before time is too late. We pray in the name of Jesus that we will say something that will touch people's hearts and waking them out of their slumber, out of their sleep, God. Oh, you're soon to come, God. We see all the signs of judgment all around about us, God. Oh, God, have mercy on the sin-sick nation that have turned their hearts away from truth. Oh, God, we pray on today that you'll speak through our lips of clay on today. Minister in a special way. God, we thank you on today. We thank you for the speaker on tonight. God, we pray that you speak through her lips of clay on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated, y'all. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Tonight I have a guest with me and my sister in Christ from the Gospel of Jesus Christ YouTube channel. I tell you, she's going on about her business, I tell you, and we want her to come on tonight and share the word of God. The Bible said, know them that labor among you. I'm telling you, so many people are just going, you just speaking off the top of their head, and they don't know God, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just confusing people and mixing them up. It's so much going on out here. The Bible said, know them that labor among you. I can truly say I know this young lady. I know what God has done for her and where he brought her from. And tonight we want her to share a little bit of her testimony of what God has did for her and how he brought her out. And she's going to share the word of God tonight. I know, you know, some people be eating from a dirty spoon, you know, just don't know the person. Just eating from a dirty spoon, you think it's clean, but it's dirty. So we need to examine ourselves and see whether we be in the faith. And we're not in the faith tonight. We need to get in there before time is too late. We're running out of time. We see the signs of judgment all around about us. Violence is filling the land. On tonight, we're going to bring in our guest. Tonight is Sister Wim from the Gospel of Jesus Christ channel, YouTube channel. Tonight, God bless you. Are you there, Sister Wim? William, are you there? Praise the Lord, Sister William. I'm trying to bring my guests in. Praise the Lord. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Must going to hear a powerful word tonight. That'll save your soul and make you whole in this last hour. Praise the Lord. Sister Wim, are you there?
We're having problems. Praise the Lord. Sister Wim, you there?
Hello? I know we got a powerful word coming tonight because the enemy is working in the atmosphere. He's saying principalities and powers are there.
Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Principalities and powers of the air. We send it back to the pits of hell. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. You there?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. It's glad to hear your voice this evening.
Thank you, Jesus. Glad to be heard. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. All right. It's another day the Lord has kept us.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. God is so
Hallelujah.
Good. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Hallelujah. Lord. Being a guest to be able to come back and share the word of God on the Ready Church. We just thank God for the work that you all are doing, trying to inform God's people of things that are going on in this world and trying to get people to take their hearts back to God before time is too late. So we truly thank God for this blog talk. Thank God for you.
And thank God for you too and your channel over there and what God is doing through you. You know,
yes,
so much
Lord.
Going on. You know, it's just chaos everywhere and confusion everywhere. But the word of God says, I will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. We got to keep our mind in the right place, and that's on Jesus, on Christ the solid
Lord.
Rock.
Yes,
all other ground
you.
Is sinking sand, honey.
Amen.
Sinking sand. So tonight, I'm just going to turn it over into your hands. You know, God bless
you.
Going to prayer or whatever the way the Lord leads you, you know. We just want to minister to hearts. I mean, the hour is growing late. I mean, and it just stirs my heart when I see all the things that have, you know, changed. You know, good is evil and evil is good and everything just reversed and upside down. It disturbs me.
Yes,
because
Lord.
I'm concerned about people's souls, and I know you're concerned about people's souls as well. Because God delivered us and set us free. And when he set us free, we are free indeed. And not to go back to what he brought us out of. That's what's so upsetting when you see in the church world, you know. And, oh, my God, I'm going to turn it to your hand. Because you know how I do. I get disturbed and stirred. Stirred but not stirred,
Thank
as
you.
Pastor would say.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. Yes,
thank
Lord,
you, Lord.
Beautiful,
Father,
beautiful.
Lord God, we just thank and praise you, Lord God, for the word on tonight, God. I pray that you will think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay, God. I pray that you will unstop deaf ears on tonight, God, that you will open the hearts of your people to receive the word and to receive the word with joy and with gladness, oh God. We know that your word is the only thing that we have in these last and these evil days, oh God. And we pray in the name of Jesus that the word of God will continue to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, God. And to God be the glory for the great things that he has done and what he's doing in these last and these evil days.
Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank God. Thank God.
We want to talk about King Solomon. Thank you, God. We want to talk about Solomon tonight and how we know what the Bible did. That Solomon was one of the wisest men that ever walked the face of this earth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we're going to start tonight in 2 Chronicles, the first chapter. Thank you, God. And we're going to start at verse 1. Just to give some history about Solomon. Solomon, the son of David, was strengthened in his kingdom, and the Lord his God was with him and magnified him exceedingly. We're going to skip down to verse 7. And it says, and that night did God appear unto Solomon and said unto him, ask what I shall give thee. And Solomon said unto God, thou hast showed great mercy unto David, my father, and has made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord God, let thy promise unto David, my father, be established, for thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thou people that is so great? And God said to Solomon, because this was in thy heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thy enemies, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. Thank you, Jesus. So we know that Solomon went to God in prayer, and he didn't ask like the preachers of the day. They so caught up in getting the wealth of this world, Solomon didn't go to God and ask him for those things. Mm-hmm. Solomon asked God for wisdom and knowledge, how to rule over his people. So we thank God for that tonight.
Yes.
The Bible tells us that Solomon would have more wisdom and knowledge than any king that came before him or any king that came after him. So these preachers of today, they would never have more wealth. They would never have more knowledge than Solomon had. They would never. T.D. Jakes, Creflo Dollar, John Krause, Benny Hinn, Kenny Copeland, all of them put together would never have more wealth or knowledge and wisdom than Solomon had. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
we're going to go to 2 Chronicles, chapter 9, because we still want to learn about the life of Solomon tonight. 2 Chronicles 9.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Second Chronicles 9:22-23 reads, and King Solomon passed all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. And all the kings of the earth sought the presence of Solomon to hear his wisdom that God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver and vessels of gold and raiment, harness and spices, horses and mules, a rate year by year. Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
So although Solomon had all of these things, we're going to tell you what had ended up for Solomon. But let's go to Deuteronomy, chapter 17. Deuteronomy chapter 17. And we're going to read verses 16. We're going to read 17. We're going to read verses 16, starting at verse 16. Starting at verse 15. Thou shalt in any wise set him king over thee, whom the Lord thy God should choose, one from among thy brethren. Thou shalt set king over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not thy brother. But he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt, and that he shall multiply horses. For as much as the Lord hath said unto you, you shall henceforth return no more that way. Neither shall he multiply wives to himself, that his heart turn not away. Neither shall he greatly multiply to himself silver and gold. And it shall be when he sitteth upon the throne of his kingdom that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priest and the Levite. And it shall be with him, and he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brethren, and that he turn not aside from the commandments to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days and his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel. So this was the instructions that God had given for the kings and about.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So we're going to go back and talk about King Solomon.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you. Just go to Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
The God of Solomon. Because the Bible says that the Lord says that he knew us even before we were formed in our mother's womb. So God already knew that Solomon would be a king one day.
Yes,
that
yes,
he would
yes.
After his father. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Going to Ecclesiastes. Chapter 1. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's going to start at verse 1 in Ecclesiastes. And this is Solomon himself. Solomon was a king, but he was also a preacher.
All right.
And this, the word of the preacher. King in Jerusalem. The word preach means to proclaim. And what
yes,
is it
yes.
that God wanted Solomon to proclaim. The Lord wants the preacher to proclaim the gospel, which is the good news of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
The Bible tells us in Romans 10 and 15. Thank you, Jesus. It says, how shall they preach except they've been sent? It is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Elijah said, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
We stop for the preacher. These are the type of, this is the type of preacher that God is looking for, that we no longer, you barely see in this last hour. 2 Peter 2 and 5. Thank you, Jesus. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. Thank God, the Bible tells us that Noah was a preacher of righteousness, not unrighteousness.
Yes. All right.
Thank you. Not unrighteousness. God is looking for some preachers of righteousness to proclaim his word. Solomon was chosen by God to build his temple. And God gave Solomon the wisdom and knowledge he needed to build the temple. But Solomon was well known for the wisdom that he had. God gave him a lot of wisdom, and people came from miles afar to hear Solomon's wisdom when they had issues in their life. They came to see Solomon. And because of this wisdom, Solomon became great in the eyesight of man. It caused people to get their eyesight off of God and start looking to man. And that's what we see in the world today. People have gotten their eyesight off of God, and they're looking to these men. And these men are not even preachers of righteousness. They're not even preaching or sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. But people are looking to them instead of looking to God, who created them. It was God who created us, not we ourselves.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And then it also had Solomon get his eyesight off of God. And we're going to find that out in Ecclesiastes. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your word, God. Thank you for your word.
Solomon started looking at himself and all the stuff that he had.
Ooh.
He started possessing. And that's where we're at. These creatures, look, they came from nothing, and God gave them something, and they got their eyesight off of God and started
all
saying,
right,
how great, like T.D. Jakes, he's the great Jakes, how great am I? Not how great God is, but how great am I? God is great and greatness to be not us.
All right.
Jesus, God is great and greatly to be praised.
Yes.
Thank you, God. We're going to go in Ecclesiastes chapter 2. Thank you, Jesus. And this is the preacher now. Now, the preacher here is supposed to be talking about the Lord. He's supposed to be proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ, but the preacher here then got his focus off of God and put it on himself. This is the wisest man. This is the wisest man to ever walk the earth. This was Solomon. He said, I said in my heart, go to now, I will prove thee with mirth, therefore enjoy pleasure, and behold, this also is vanity. I said of lust, it is mad, and of mirth, what doeth it? I thought, everything is about Solomon. I sought in my heart to give myself unto wine, yet acquainting my heart with wisdom and to lay hold of folly, till I might see was what good for the sons of men which they should do under the heaven all the days of their life. Okay, go down to verse 9. Here goes Solomon now. So I was great. Where is God at in there? Did he say God was great?
Nope.
He started looking at himself. He said, so I was great and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. That's because God kept his word to Solomon. Solomon, he said, Solomon, if you come to me and just ask, you didn't ask me for these things. You asked me for wisdom and knowledge. And because you didn't ask me for wealth, I'm going to give it to you anyway.
All right.
So even though Solomon say I was great and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem, also my wisdom remained with me. And verse 10, he says, and whatsoever my eyes desired, I kept not from them. I withheld not my heart from any joy. So anything that Solomon wanted to do, he did it, whether or not he disobeyed the commandments of God. He did things that God told him not to do.
Right.
That's because he got his focus off of the Lord and on himself.
Yes.
When he got mixed up with all these women, that he was the 700 wives and the concubines, they turned his heart away from God, and they made him start worshiping their God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. So we have to be careful who we get hooked up with. And where we go, thank you, Jesus. We're going to go to 1 Kings 11:1. See, anything that his eyes, see, you got them gates. You got to be careful with them ear gates, them eye gates, things that we see, things that we hear. He said he kept nothing back from whatever he wanted. That's what he went after. 1 Kings 11. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Kings 11:1 says, but King Solomon loved many strange women together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidias, and Hittites, of the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, you shall not go into them, neither shall they come in unto you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon clave unto these in love. He already knew what God told him.
Yes.
They don't go to them because God knew they was going to turn his heart away.
Mm-hmm.
So how can someone have so much wisdom, but then you became foolish?
Oh, Jesus.
Solomon had a lot of wisdom, but Solomon became foolish.
Amen.
Because he obeyed the commandments of the Lord. He did exactly what God told him not to do. And he clave, he said he clave unto these in love. He went after these women and started to serve their God.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, God. He said he was great. We can't look to ourselves because of the things that we accomplish or we get in this world, and we start looking to ourselves like we're so great. No, God is great. We got to look to the one who made us. We didn't make us. We didn't make ourselves. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
After Solomon came to his senses, though, Solomon said, oh, this was vanity. Vanity is inflated pride of oneself. When he came back to his senses and he looked at all that he had, Solomon said, oh, this was vanity for nothing. This is nothing. Mark 8 says, what profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Mm-hmm. Nothing that we have in this life or ever get is more valuable than our soul. People are looking at the things they have accumulated, and you got so much stuff and you're still looking for stuff, trying to get more stuff. All that stuff is vanity.
Amen.
And Solomon realized it, and we ain't got half of the stuff he had. If he realized it, he better realize it. It don't mean nothing.
Amen. Vanity.
Thank you, God. Solomon states to talk about all the stuff he had gotten in his life. So really, he had need of nothing, and that included God, because he turned away from God. He started going after these women and their God. So he forgot about his God, the one he prayed to and asked for wisdom and knowledge, and God gave it to him, and then he turned away from his God. Thank you, God. And that's how some people are. They get the things of this world, and they turn away from God, the one who blesses them. The one who gives us life. You know, without him, we wouldn't be here if he didn't wake us up this morning. Thank God for waking us, allowing us to see another day. You know, thank you, Jesus. We wouldn't have anything, you know. We wouldn't have nothing without God. When you came to God, you ain't had nothing. And when you leave this earth, you ain't going to have nothing. Before you get... You ain't going to have nothing. You're going to leave it all here. Thank you, Jesus. Before I came to God, I had nothing. Everything I got is because of him. And to God be the glory. That's how we have to look at things. To God be the glory. There's no goodness of our own. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. And we don't want to have so many things that it take our heart away from God like that did Solomon, took his heart away from God. We don't want anything in this life to take our heart away from God. Every day we need to just have a talk with God and tell him how much we love him and how much we cherish and adore him. You know, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, where would we be? You know, just think about it. Where would you be? Thank you, Jesus. We are just so blessed to be here, to be able to get up every morning and say, Lord, I just thank you for another day, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. God created us for his own pleasure. Let's turn to Revelations 4 and 11. God made Solomon king to reign over his people, you know, and to build his house so that they could come in and hear the word of the Lord. And that's what God made preachers for, to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not to proclaim money is coming. No, Jesus is coming. But people are not saying that. They're not wanting people. We are relaxed. We're in a relaxed state. People are not looking for the coming of the Lord. You know, we're out doing whatever we want to do. No fear, no fear of God, no reverence of God in the earth anymore. Thank you, Jesus. The host always says she's going to cry loud and lift up her voice like a trumpet. That's what the word says.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And that's what God wants us to do, to cry loud. You can't hear no flute, but you can hear a trumpet, can't you?
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. Revelation 4 and 11 says, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. Where is the glory and honor and power in the earth today? As the saints of God, we should be telling God, yes, Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy, O God, to receive glory, honor, and power. Thou hast created all things for thy pleasure. They are and were created. Everything was created for God's pleasure. We were created for God's pleasure, to give him praise, to give him worship, to honor him, to love him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God will bless us, but he does not want the things he blesses us with to take our heart from him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. So many people today are going after things and not God. But Solomon said, he said it well, all is vanity. It's all vanity. And at the end of this life, this stuff will mean nothing. At the end of this life, it's going to mean nothing. All this stuff that we possess, everything that we possess and we leave behind, people ain't gonna want that stuff like you want it. They ain't going to hold on to your worldly possessions. They will either be fussed or turn to dust or another man's junk, which will be someone else's treasure. So all this vanity, all this stuff is vanity. Your relationship with God is the most valuable thing that you will ever have in this world. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So we need to go after God like we're going after the things of the world. Thank you, Jesus. If Solomon realized that, hey, all this was vanity, then we need to realize it too. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Then you meet people, they just brag about how much stuff they got. We need the Lord. It ain't about how much stuff you done accumulated here. You better have something stored up in heaven when you get there. All this mess here. You better store up your treasure in heaven where it won't rust or turn to dust. Thank you, Jesus. He said, wherever your heart is, there where your treasure will be also. Where is your heart at tonight? Where is our heart at? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. God is that treasure. That's the treasure. God is that treasure. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for his son. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for his son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us, who gave his life, that shed his precious blood for the remission of our sins. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. That's why our treasure, that's why our heart need to be on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So Solomon said all love was vanity. So the best treasure we can leave anyone is in this world will be the word of God. The wisdom of God exceeds the foolish things of this world. That's the best thing we can leave somebody is God's word. Now, do you got a whole lot of Bibles? You got a lot of Bibles in your house? Leave that. Leave the Bibles around for them because they're going to need it. People going to need the word. They're going to need the word. Amen. That's the best thing you can ever leave them. And they may say, well, why did they leave me a Bible? Because you're going to need it. You're gonna need the word. You might think you don't need it. We thought we didn't need it either, but I'm so glad about the word of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. I mean, it's from A to Z. turn open the Word of God. It goes through A to Z. Anything in your life you need an answer for, turn to the Word of God. Thank you. I think the host said, don't go to the psychologist last week. Don't go to the psychologist. Go to the Word of God, because the psychologist need a psychologist. So don't go looking to man, but look to God. Look to God and His Word. In the Word of God, you have a hiding place. You can be at your lowest point. But when you get in the Word of God and build your faith and your confidence in Him, God will bring you out of whatever you're in. I know. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. So when we turn from God, we become a fool for the world. When you turn from God for the world, because a fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And when you turn from God, it's like you are saying that there is no God. I don't need God. I can do this by myself. I can figure this out by myself. No, we need God. I know I need him.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
I know I need him. Single day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
people are sitting in the church under the leadership of these men, and all is vanity and foolishness. Romans 1:28-32. It's sad because we no longer have preachers of righteousness. They're not preaching the right thing. They're preaching the wrong thing now. If you don't know your Bible, you'll be caught up with them. You got to know the Bible for yourself. He's saying all you're getting, get some understanding. But people are just preaching and saying anything. People are just going along with it. People don't even open up their Bibles. Don't even bring a Bible to church. Just got your cell phone and your computer and all of that. Romans 1:28-32. You should never leave home without your Bible. I don't care if you're in the church and you're the only one sitting there with your Bible. Carry your Bible.
All right.
Now, he taught me. He said, don't just let anybody say anything to you. You follow along with them to see if what they're saying is true.
Amen.
28 says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Convenient means fitting in well with the person needs. What are they doing? What they're doing now in the church, in the churches, does not fit in well with the needs of God's people or sinners. They are not preachers of righteousness. They are preachers of unrighteousness. Preachers of righteousness preach repentance. They preach salvation. They preach healing and deliverance. When you go into the house of God, you shouldn't come out more bound up than you was before you went in there.
Yeah.
Your life should be changing when you go into the house of God. Things should be falling off of you after you heard the Word of God. You should be giving up some things. Your life changes when you hear the Word of God. You're not the same. I know from being in the house of God, my life was changed by hearing the Word of God, by hearing the Word of faith. I had enough to hold on, grab on to faith, and my life was changed. I went in, struggling with drugs, and I came out free. I might have went in a drug addict, came out free. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hear the Word of God. I was sharing with somebody. My pastor always told me, when that desire will come, you run and you go in the opposite direction of that desire. And that's what I did. I didn't run back into it. I ran away from it. And that's what you have to do if you're trying to get free. You got to run away from it and run to God, to the altar. Run to the prayer line. Run to the word. That's what you got to do. Run to the saints. Stay around those that you know that's going to pray for you, pray you through. Don't run back to the world. The world don't care about you. They want to see you bound. You got to run away. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Paul said he was separated unto the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what God does. He separates you unto the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. But these preachers today have not even separated themselves from sin or the lifestyle of the rich and famous. That's all they're thinking about. They think about being separated unto the gospel, preaching the gospel. They're preaching how to get rich and how materialistic things. And people are bound and need help, need to be free, need to be delivered from drugs and alcohol and sexual sins and perversion and adultery. And they're sitting up in these churches and can't get the help that they need. It's a sad time. It's a sad time that the church is in. Don't have nobody to even go to in the church and say, pray for me. I'm struggling with this. They just got to keep hiding their sin. It's sad. It's really sad. But that's the times that we're living in now. You don't even have preachers, not even to say like Paul said, I make mention of you in my prayer. When is the last time you even heard any of these preachers in a service with an altar call or a prayer line? You don't see that in the church. You don't see them calling people up for prayer or altar call. They don't care. It's just all about money. Everything they are trying to accomplish is all vanity. And at the end of this life, when they have to stand before God, judgment will come. Every man will be judged according to his works. That's the word of God. Go to Psalm 62:12. We're almost done. But it's all vanity. All this stuff you see in the church today is vanity. Thank you, Jesus. All vanity. Thank you, God. And like the host said, we are concerned about people's souls here at the Ready Church. They're concerned about people's souls. They're not concerned about what you have, where you live at, what kind of car you drive. They want to know, is your soul right with Jesus?
Yes, yes.
Your life right with Christ. Christ can come at any moment, any minute, any second, any hour. Is your soul right with him? Thank you, Jesus. That's what it's all about. Is your soul right? Thank you, Jesus. 62:12 says, also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, so thou rendest to every man according to his work. Mm-hmm. Every man, he say some man, he said the poor man, the rich man, the white man, the black man, he said every man. He says he's going to render thou to every man according to his work, what we have done in this life, whether good or evil. But today, he said, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus keeps pleading with us every week. He's pleading with us through the word of God. Get your house in order. Come at any time. Thank you, Jesus. None of us know when it's our last time in this world.
Yes,
thank you. He said, let a man examine himself.
Yes.
You got to examine your own life. You have to develop your own personal relationship with the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jeremiah 17 and 10. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's a blessing to have a relationship with the Lord. It's a blessing. Thank you,
yeah.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 17 and 10 says, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. This is the Lord. He said, I, the Lord. This Jeremiah, I, the Lord, search the heart. God is searching our heart right now. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Thank you, Jesus. It's the scripture in the Bible that said the heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? The Bible tells us who knows it right here, the Lord. He knows the heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's nothing we can hide from God.
Nothing.
Not nothing. Nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Jeremiah 32 and 19 says, great in counsel and mighty in work, for thy eyes are open upon all the ways of the Son of Man. God said, I see everything. Ain't nothing you can hide. To give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So that tells us, she was talking about judgment last week. That tells us we're going to be judged and stand before God and give an account for our life. You got to judge yourself so you won't be judged of the Lord. We have to judge ourselves every day. Every day. We judge good or evil or wrong. Like she said, people saying, don't judge, don't judge. What do you mean, don't judge, and you judging every day?
Amen.
You better judge yourself every day. Because Jesus is soon to come. Thank you, Jesus. So I just thank God tonight for the Ready Church, that they're praying at the Ready Church, that in this last hour that all men would repent and turn their hearts back to the truth and the living God before time is too late. But like I stated, all is vanity tonight. All is vanity. All this stuff we're accumulating is all vanity. And you can be wise, but you can also become a fool. So, yeah, and God said he'll carry you over to a reprobate mind. When you think you got more wisdom than God, you are a fool. You got more wisdom than God, you are a fool. So God is the wisest man upon the earth. And I just thank God tonight for just being a part. I pray that something was said to help all of us along this way. And to God be the glory, and I ask that you all continue to pray my strength in the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That was a powerful message. I'm telling you, it took all I had to know to hold my mouth. Every now and then I had to come in. Every now and then, I wanted the people to hear the word of God. It's so important that you hear the word. That's the only thing going to save you and keep you in this last hour. You know, and I didn't want to, you know, I get all excited and, oh, my goodness, but you just hit so much. You know, yeah, Solomon thought he was a wise man. Lord have mercy. And some of these ministers today is falling in that same step that Solomon was falling into, you know, and as you were talking, there were so many things you were saying. I just wanted to say something, but I couldn't. I said, Lord, no, got to do things in decency and order. I said, Lord, I want people to hear the word of God. And Lord knows you really brought the word tonight because it reminded me of so many things that we're seeing today, these pastors and leaders that thinking that they are God, and hearing different preachers lift up other men talk, like Pastor Bloomer talking about Jakes is a great Jakes, and oh my God. So as you was talking, it was just, it was just ministering to me, and I was thinking about Jamal Bryan, and you know, with all these strange women, you know,
Thank you, Jesus.
It's right in our face. The word of God is right in our face. He's showing us. He's showing you.
Yes.
He's showing you what you need to do to receive God for real. And he's showing us that there are many false prophets, false teaching, false preaching amongst us.
Yes.
You know, and they're trying to lead you astray from the word of God, from the truth. You preach the truth tonight. God knows you preach the truth tonight. Even he don't know. You know, Lord have mercy. I mean, you just was all over the place. I'm telling you, Jeremiah, and oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
You stirred me tonight. I'm telling you, you stirred my heart tonight for us to search ourselves. Search ourselves. We're running out of time. Oh, my God. Say, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say. To the church, that was the Spirit of God talking to our hearts, giving us a chance to get it right, to search ourselves, see if we be in the faith. Oh, my God. What a powerful word tonight. Oh, my God. You stirred me. I mean, it took all, I mean, you know, I get excited over the word of God. Like you said today, I'm telling you, this stuff that these people are preaching is not the word of God.
Amen.
The word will set you free and keep you free. You was talking about what he done for you. Oh, nobody but him. You didn't take that 12 step, but one step to Jesus, honey.
Yeah.
One step to Jesus. All you got to do is have a made up mind. How you going to do right with a do wrong mind? It starts with your mind.
Oh.
And that's what's going on today. We're seeing so many people that's losing their mind, you know, because the enemy is talking to you. That's the battle right there in the mind.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. But if they can learn that Solomon said all the wealth and everything he accumulated here on the earth, and we see all these preachers accumulating all this stuff. I mean, even bringing cars in the house of God. I mean, this foolishness everywhere.
Yes, Lord.
So much stuff you think about and you see that's in the house of God that don't belong in there. Oh, my God. It's all vanity, like you said. All vanity. I don't care what you accumulate here on the earth. You came with nothing. You leaving with nothing. But you're going to a place and to whomever you serve. And you can't serve the devil and think you're going to heaven. Oh, no.
Amen.
Uh-uh.
God.
But I tell you, oh, my God, you hit on so much. I
thank
God
Lord.
For you. I thank God for God using you and using your lips of clay in this last hour.
Yes.
You know, we all just dirt, dust don't do that.
Yes.
Dust don't do that, as Pastor would say. That's what we are, you know. So we're running out of time, so we all better get to work. Better run for your life like never before. But you truly stirred my heart tonight. And I thank God for using you. I thank God for where he brought you from. I know where he brought you from. You know, the Bible said, know them that labor among you. I'm telling you, there are many called, but few are chosen. That makes the difference, honey. That makes the difference. And we thank God for the word tonight. And you keep on keeping on. We encourage you over there at the gospel of Jesus Christ. We encourage y'all over there to keep on preaching the word. Preach when they want to be and when they don't. Because everything else is going down but the word. But the word of God. So if you got anything else you would like to say or before we close out, we want you to pray. Pray for the people tonight. There's so much going on in this world. Violence filling the land. I mean, police shooting up our young men. And, oh, my God, not just young men, but women. I mean, we all, you know, The devil don't care. Yes. He's not prejudiced. He just wants your soul. You know,
amen.
So we just thank God for the word tonight. And you know, so many just committing suicide every day. I mean, families.
Yes.
I just heard today a young man took out his mother and his brother because his sister had gotten killed earlier from her father. And he never gotten over that. And so that spirit is, you know, is lurking. The devil wants to kill, steal, and destroy people's lives.
At
any cost. I mean, families. He ain't taking out one. He's taking out the whole family. That's what the enemy wants to do. But we speaking the word of God on tonight. Even though the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, God said, I come to give you life. And that life more abundantly. Tonight we're here to tell you can have that abundance of life tonight in Christ. Receive him. Open up your heart. He's knocking at the door of your heart. She preached the word tonight.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
she
Jesus.
She preached the word tonight. Open up your heart. Let him in.
Yes.
Why don't
yes,
you let
Lord.
Him in? Try everything
thank
and
you,
everything
Jesus.
Else fail. Try Jesus. She talked about she tried Jesus.
Yes.
She tried him.
Thank you.
And she said she ran the opposite way. When the devil started talking to her, she went the opposite way. She ran to the word. We thank God
thank
for that.
You.
The word
thank
is the only
Lord.
Thing going to keep us in this last hour, y'all. The word of God.
Yes. Thank
oh, you
touched
on so much. And like she said, get your Bible.
You.
Regardless of anybody else not taking their Bible to church, get your Bible. Go behind the preacher. Do like the Berean Christians. Follow them and see if it be true or not. See, it, I mean, then you got all these different Bibles out here. And look, the Bible said don't add or take away, but there's a lot of these Bibles, like the International Version, have took out a lot of passages of Scripture. Don't be deceived. Don't you be deceived.
Yes.
You know, stick with the King James, y'all. Stick with the King James. I know T.D. Jakes says stick with the donkeys. He called the ones with stick with the King James. He called us donkeys. But every now and then I see he trying to sneak it in. So there's a confusion. That's what the devil's the author of confusion. God is not. So we know what the enemy is trying to do. So no weapon formed against us tonight shall prosper.
Yes,
lead
Lord.
Lead us in prayer, honey. We thank God for
thank
using you.
You
tonight. And to
thank
God
you,
be the
God.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name
thank
of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for the word of God. We thank you, Lord God, that the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, God. We continue to lift up the senses, world, God, that has turned their hearts away from you, that they will turn back to you, Lord God, before time is too late, God. We time is winding up, God, and you told us to redeem times because the days are evil, God. And we can look around us and know that the days are evil, oh God.
Yes,
but help us to make good use of our time, God. Help us to do what you called us to do in this last evil day, oh God. We just thank you and praise you, Lord, for the ready church. We thank you for the host. We thank you continue to use them for your glory and your honor in these last evil days, God, that men will cry out to you, Lord, saying, what must I do to be saved, God, in the name of pray for sin sick souls that they will get sick and tired of sin, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you and we pray you, oh God. We pray that you would deal with the hearts and the minds of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That if they turn and walk the way, God, that they will turn back to you before time is too late, oh God. We just thank you and we pray, oh God, for salvation. Healing, total deliverance, oh God, that you brought in our life, God. You called us to be a witness, oh God, and we thank you, God. Help us to be a sanctified witness, God, one that is set apart to be used for your glory, God. Continue to think through our mind and speak through our lips of clay. We thank you for the hearers on tonight, God. We pray that they will receive the word of God with joy and with gladness. But most of all, God, we pray that their lives will be changed, God, according to the word. We thank you and we praise you on tonight. And to God be the glory. Amen.
God be the glory. Yes, Lord. And the devil is defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present in the earth today, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you. This was a Ready Church.
Mm-hmm.